yet. If everybody would please rise, we have our little flag over here. We will do the Pledge of Allegiance. Ready? Begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Please have a seat. Welcome, everybody. Claudia, you want to take roll call, please?
Okay, well, I have Jennifer, who's, I think, going to be late, looks like. Bill.
I'm here.
Jose.
Yes.
David, who said he was gonna, wasn't going to be here today. Maria.
Here.
Patricia. She's not here. And Mark.
Right.
And Captain.
Speaker. Or present, sorry.
All right. Welcome, everybody. The next thing on the agenda is to approve the minutes from the last meeting. I trust all the members have a copy of that. Do I hear a motion to approve?
I make a motion to approve that.
Is there a second?
A second.
Any comments or changes? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Motion passed. I'd like to welcome our guests now. We have some guests here that want to speak to us about an event coming up regarding the United Museum. Welcome.
Thank you for letting us speak.
Yeah.
My name is Nipa Khanna. I'm the 2020 president of the Bonita Museum and Cultural Center. This is the chair of the event, Veronica.
Yvonne
Steiner. I keep saying, okay, she's going to be in 2020. But anyways, I'm here to invite you to participate in our exhibit. Our exhibit's called Permission to Come Aboard, Salute to the Navy. And we would like to invite you to contribute, you know, to curate, help us curate, or contribute your consulting or technical expertise to the exhibit. We just met initially today, and the curator is actually, his name is Joe Frangiosa. I don't know if you've been to the Nautical History Gallery Museum in La Jolla. He does miniatures of boats, so he will present boats, ships, warships, with tiny people throughout the museum, and it's on August the 8th.
Mm-hmm. Right, so that's, each year the Bonita Museum and Cultural Center does fundraising, and we are a small museum, but we're growing, and we are trying to reach out to the community more and more, and the fundraiser generally centers around a different theme. One year we did a tribute to Yaya Ling, the San Diego Symphony conductor who just retired and lives in Bonita. Last year we did it was called Nuestra Frontera, and it was a history of South Bay families going back 250 years. So now we have the opportunity to recognize our military, the Navy, because this young man has this exhibit that he has already in place in his gallery in La Jolla, and he's willing to set up this exhibit in our Bonita Museum. And so our fundraising event will center around this with a tribute to the Navy. And so we are just beginning, starting today, to reach out to various organizations such as yourself. We want to try to network to get the word out to as many people as possible, so that we can draw on your expertise, maybe input. The museum will be mostly taken up with models from this gentleman's gallery, but there will be an area of the museum that we will dedicate to contributions from local people who might want to maybe we have a lady who used to be a WAVE. She was a lieutenant in the Navy. She has her uniform that we can put on exhibit. We are looking for old photographs. We are just looking for input, I guess, to be able to, again, recognize the military. It is focused on shipbuilding, going back to the Spanish-American War, even before that to the ironclads. So it provides, this gentleman is going to provide a history of shipbuilding, focusing on ships that were based in San Diego. But again, it's in an effort to recognize the military here. We're looking to our retirees here in the area, or even active duty, for input. And so
we want it unique to South Bay, so we want to showcase the military of South Bay. So even if you're a part military, we'd like to have your story up there, a picture, photo, whatever you have that's personal. So that's what makes it unique to South Bay.
Right. So we're just looking for people to share their stories, if you will. Even though the exhibit will be at the Bonita Museum, we have a gala event. It is scheduled for August 8th, and we have yet to find a venue because, as I said, we just started planning it. But we are looking, possibly it may be Admiral Kidd, Admiral Baker, maybe even the Bonita Golf Course, to host the actual gala that'll kick off the exhibit. And the exhibit will run probably about 6 to 8 weeks.
So. And we're fortunate because Bill's on our committee.
Yeah, they invited me down. The obvious connection here is military veterans and the Veterans Commission and getting the word out on that. It is focusing in on the Navy, but the Marines are part of the Navy, so we're going to take a look at them. I'm making some connections through the Navy Helicopter Association, and we've got some other connections going on there. It's in the very beginning of the planning stages, but I'd like you to go ahead and write that on your 2020 calendar and keep that in mind. And as a commission here, I think we could probably promote that through the city's webpage and see what we can do.
And then that's what we're hoping.
Individuals here that have that military connection, if you want to help out as an individual on an individual basis,
it could be your grandfather, your uncle, your aunt, your mother. We want to showcase that.
Okay.
I recommend also reaching out to the Military Officers Association of the Sweetwater chapter we meet at the Bonita Golf.
Yeah, bingo.
You do? When do you?
We meet on the first Monday of the month for the board meeting and the third Wednesday of the month.
Okay. Is it on your website?
It is on the MOA, M-O-A-A, and then you just go down to Sweetwater Chapter.
Okay.
So that's South Bay, Sweetwater area.
Okay.
So no focus on Army, huh?
It's all about the
force.
Yeah.
Of course.
Couple years from now.
Southwestern College has a pretty robust veterans program as well. The one commissioner we have that works out there, I would definitely reach out to them.
What is that organization?
They're veterans.
Southwestern.
Yeah.
Patty Larkin.
Veterans Resource Center.
Patty Larkin is actually a big part of it.
Yeah.
Patty Larkin.
And she's a commissioner.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, great.
So we can give that information to her.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Well, as I said, we're just starting out. We're just starting out to network, and that's exactly why we wanted to come to this meeting tonight. I mean, right off the bat, you've given us some valuable contacts.
And the focus is on the South Bay, right?
The focus is on the ships, but we would like to put a little nod to the South Bay military.
Right.
Yeah.
To make it more unique, because we have museums all over San Diego, but this is going to be unique to South Bay. When I say South Bay, it could be National City, San Ysidro, Imperial Beach.
Hmm. What's the address of the museum? Is it on Bonita Road?
Yes.
Okay.
41.
And the library.
Okay, that's right. Just west of the library, right?
Exactly.
Okay.
So what can we do besides promoting as far as to support you?
I think outreach would be a good one. If you know connections of other people or people that have something that they could bring to this, like that, make that connection. Our next meeting is in 2 weeks. And I'll be there, so if you have anything, just let me know, and I can bring it back to them.
Well, and as we get organized and get information together, we will be able to present, come up with a letter of introduction, if you will, to the event, to the exhibit, to the gala, that we can give to you all to hand out as well for publicity. Yeah. And so we are looking to be able to, as soon as we have the information set as far as venue and such, being able to advertise on various websites, if possible.
We would like even the military band to perform, we would like to make it all centered towards, the veterans.
Mm-hmm. We're looking at maybe high school ROTC bands that might perform. I mean, again, we're trying to come up with some ideas. So if you have ideas, again, just like what you've suggested tonight, that's what we're looking for. Because, I mean, we'll do all the legwork. We just need your expertise and your experience, your history.
And your connections.
With regards to the color guard, the MOA, we do sponsor a scholarship for the Sweetwater High School, so we give scholarship to them.
Okay.
So I'm sure that with connection and networking and encouragement or invitation, they should be able to perform or do their duties, color guard, for your event if needed.
Well, oh no, that's what we're hoping. I mean, and we were, because I think as Bill pointed out, or maybe it was another Bill that pointed out, the kids will be in school by August 8th.
We have a lot of
bills. They'll be back in school.
Yeah. So. I'm going to talk to John McCann about it too, because he's got a good military background. He knows a lot of people. He's with the city, so we've got that connection.
Super.
All right. Thank you, ladies.
All right. Thank you very much for listening to us. We appreciate it.
What was the name of the organization?
Hey,
you said it was MOA.
Bill. MOA. Military Officers Association.
We have John reach out to his counterpart on the Board of Supervisors.
You have a card.
So Greg Cox. Right.
You know, you have
that. Because
that's... Don't have much time. Yeah.
Give us a card.
Well, once he wants... Is it November of this year? Well, whoever ends up being in that seat for that time frame, it's worth... Because that's...
Thank you.
It encompasses that larger area.
Yes, we originally were going to do...
Perfect. Thank you. Okay. Thank you again for your time.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome to stay, but I understand.
Thank you. Come visit the museum. Admission's free.
Have a good evening.
See you later.
Thanks, too.
The next one.
Thank you.
Drive safe.
Thank you.
All right.
Oh my God.
Now, I think the highlight of the meeting is recognizing our Veteran of the Year, John Jacobs.
Yay!
Now, I can tell you more about his wife because I worked for a number of years. But John, welcome, and we're very proud of you, sir.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate what the commission has done. I know that you've selected me out to represent all the veterans through Chula Vista, and I'm very appreciative of that. I know that I myself, somewhere in the middle of that whole group, older, younger, and years come, years go, but all brothers in one. And so I appreciate very much that you've chosen me out to represent each and every one of them.
Good, good. Any thoughts on what we should be doing for veterans out there?
Well, I would say that things are getting far better than they used to be.
Okay.
There's no doubt about it, and especially when you have commissions like this that sit around and hash out what can be done for veterans in their own area, I think that's a great step and forward for any place. So I just say keep up the good work.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, it was well appreciated by the veterans, I can tell you that, so all that you guys do.
Karen, it's good to see you again, too.
It's good to see you,
too. How long have we worked together at Southwestern for?
A long time.
Eight, 9 years,
yeah,
something
at least.
Like that?
Mm-hmm. Navy program and
we did the Navy
EMT program.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right, thank you so
much. Yeah, we had a lengthy app that was submitted, right? That we read that had a lot of. I remember when we were going through the different submissions as far as the VOI Veteran of the Year, and then coming across yours just stood out.
Well, I have to give credit to the Lord who's changed my life. Years when I was younger, and gave me a heart to want to serve, and that's what I went forward to do, was serving the community. And there's a lot of good ways to give back to your community, and I found several of them through the years, so it was my pleasure to do so.
He's such a humble man, and when I was writing that for him, I kept thinking of all these things that he's done over the years and how he's contributed. I mean, even the little things, Parkview Little League, spending time at the field and
giving back to the community.
It's not a little thing.
Yeah,
it sure isn't. It's a lot of dedication.
Those are fun years, though.
Yeah, he gives and gives, and he never asks for anything back. And so I personally appreciate you guys honoring him, because there's no one that I know that deserves it more than him, I have to say that.
Yeah.
Oh, I want to be like you.
Well, you know, I had to have a loving wife that wants to please her husband. That's always good. That's
awesome. Tell us a couple of minutes about your service.
Well, I basically, I only did 4 years, and I don't know if you were at Southwestern College, but when I gave my presentation, but you know, they thought at first that I had retired from the service, and I hadn't. I only did 4 years because when I went on the first tour of Nam and came back, I had a son when I got home, and then I went on my second tour and came back, I had another son. So I figured if I was going to do 20 years,
going on
I would have a tribe by the time I got done. So 4 years was plenty. But I actually ended up in the Navy, and I wanted to be a Marine. But my dad was a retired warrant officer, and he'd been a submariner all his life in World War II, and so he was smart enough to grab me after I'd received my papers just as I graduated from high school, and he took me downtown by the Marine Corps recruit depot and put me into that Navy recruit depot. Wise man, as I said before, he is. He knew it was coming, and even though I wasn't kept from the fray because I had become a salt boat coxswain, and they put me out at the amphib base. I was just a recruit out there, and then when the war started getting heavy, they didn't need more salt boat coxswains, so they just kind of threw us in there, gave us a boat, gave us a manual, told you this is what you've got, and pretty much that's it. On our way to Vietnam, we learned how to take our rifles and things apart, all our, you know, what we're supposed to do. So it's a rush course in going to war. Yeah. And when I got there, I ended up being on the first major landings in Vietnam, deck house 1 and 2. It's actually 3 or 4 of them, I think, but I did the first 1 and 2 because I got sick after that. But my thoughts of taking those young Marines to the beach, I got to know some of them on board ship, you know, the ship that I was TAD to, and I took a bunch of those boys on the beach, and scariest time of my life. Like I've said before, my knees were knocking. I'm just looking around at my other brothers going in. I'm going in with them, straightforward, and got out of there. And they sent me back to pick up life jackets, and which I'm thinking, why are we coming back to pick up life jackets by ourselves? You know, anyway, they sent me back, and we're picking up life jackets. And the next thing I know, the Marines come flying back out of the jungle and turning around and firing back in. I said, okay, we're out of here, guys. We don't need any of this. So took off, ended up going up the rivers, dropping off supplies, and back and forth from ship to ship, to Marine camp, all those times. But I was very fortunate. I never had to get any big frays of any kind, really.
What was your rating in the Navy?
I was just third class at that time.
Okay.
Bosun's mate. So.
Boats.
Yeah. And I think I ended up, my last tour was after I got out of amphib, was when I went on to Vancouver. It was an LSD. And that was my second tour out there, so that was a little bit easier. Oh. So,
talk about your recruiting stations. A couple old boys from Arkansas walked into the Air Force recruiting station. He says, can I help you? I said, yeah, we want to join the Air Force. He says, that's great, so we'd love to have you. He says, I have to find out what you do so we can match you up. First guy said, what do you do for a living? He says, pilot. He says, oh, Air Force can always use pilots. Yeah, we'll take you in an instant like that. Turn to the second guy. What do you do? He said, woodcutter. He says, I'm sorry. He said, we don't really have a job for woodcutters in the Air Force. I can't take you. He said, hell, I got to cut it for he's a pilot.
I knew it was going to be funny. Yeah. I just knew it.
Is that in the minutes?
Yeah. It's recorded.
That was your intent, wasn't it?
The whole story.
Anyway, we're here's very honored to have you guys here tonight. Well, and welcome in here. And if you're welcome to hang around, and if you don't want to, that we understand that's fine too.
I think actually we're going to take off because we have a son home alone.
Oh, okay.
We have a disabled son that help take care of. So. Yeah. But I did want to come out and say thank you. Appreciate what the commission has done. And
well, thank you, guys. Karen, stay in touch with me, too.
You know, I will. It's just so good to see you.
It's
been
so
long.
It is Captain now, right?
It is.
Yeah. I forgot when I first
came in. That's okay.
I've
been demoted
and
promoted multiple times. It's all good.
Well, thank you all. Bill again.
Have a nice night.
Thank you.
Drive safe.
Drive safe, guys.
Drive safe.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ma'am, thank you.
Nice. Thank you.
Okay, dear.
That was awesome, dear.
He had a really good story at the, I don't know if you got to watch the video from council, but he kind of went up there and talked a little bit. He had a pretty good story, so.
Yeah, I couldn't make it that night. I was telling Eric I had Eagle Scouts lined up listening, but I did go back and watch the video on the council. And that kind of brings me to the first agenda item. And I threw this in here because, you know, I think the way we do the Veteran of the Year is a little bit kind of wobbly, for lack of a better term. And kind of what I would like to do, and I know, Maria, you've done a little bit of work on this, but I'd like to set up a policy or a protocol, if you will, on how we do the Veteran of the Year, with the timeline and what happens and who does what and stuff. Stuff like that, starting probably right after the current Veteran of the Year is recognized by council. That's when we kind of ought to be starting to think about the next year, perhaps looking at the application or the way we handle that, and maybe revisions. Decide when we start advertising that on the council website. What time do we do that? How do we do that? What are some other ways that we can get the information out? I would like to see more applications coming in. We had one last year. As many veterans that we have in the area in here, we should probably get 10, 11, 12 of those. So how do we go about doing that? I know we've got a cutoff date for the applications in, which is June 30th.
I believe so, something like that, June 30th, right?
Yeah, right. Like
see, we don't really know. So
no, it's June, according to our timeline.
We have a timeline that she made. I just can't remember what it
says.
Yeah,
I don't have it with me. Yeah.
So, but I don't, the specific date, but I think it's June of every year for the November
VOI. Is there a
VOI.
June the 1st? Or what? By our June meeting? Is that the deadline that we say, let's cut it off by the
specific date?
As I recall, and I'm thinking that it's, and I left the folder at the office, I think it's the end of June, because then we meet in July, and then July we get to review, and then we spend some time.
June
30th.
Right, and so it should be June 30th.
It was like the end of the fiscal, right?
I mean, I think that's what it's tied to, is the fiscal year.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay.
I think that what's missing for this VOI is the advertisement. Is the advertising, because we do accept application all year round. It's open to all the folks that live in Chula Vista and or work in Chula Vista.
But the advertising, it says, this is where you go to get the application. People are not that
aware. Yeah, we need to make it accessible and easy.
Yeah.
So like you say, the senior center here or the veteran center, we should have printouts of it. So, I mean, there's paper forms ready for them, rather than someone's not gonna go online and click on a link, and it's just kind of too much to do. So how do we even simplify the application process as well? You know, sometimes it could, when you have too much, someone's just like, that's just too much for me to complete. Why am I going to do that? I'm not going to waste my time. You know?
But like I think we need something written down, a little folder or something that says, this is how you do the Veteran of the Year. And these are the times, this is who does what. This is when it has to go to council, and give council sometimes to say, okay, we will do this and we will recognize them on this date. Of course, they can change all that if they want, they're the boss on that. But I just like it laid out a little bit better where we can process that. For example, he was recognized by the city, but it never went to county. We don't even know how to get him down to the county's recognition, how to submit that. That should be written down, how we should send it in. Our choice, send it into the county, have him recognized or at least looked at down there for county. So I'll take the lead on it. Anybody want to help me?
Oh, good.
And I'll send you the other timeline.
Yeah. Okay.
I will tell you that we did talk about going to the county, and I talked that through Supervisor Cox's office. The county does its own thing, so they don't, my understanding is they don't collect Initially, I think the discussion was, do each of the entities, the cities, the veterans commissions from throughout the county, do they end up submitting their nominees, their choice selection, what have you, to the county, and the county chooses? I think the county does its own VOI, and it's the county VOI. It's not an aggregation.
So in other words, somebody from here would have to resubmit through their thing.
Correct. So there's no aggregate of like, well, let's select all of the different communities, and then the county makes their selection from those. The county makes theirs. Just like we don't have like a district-wide, you know, like we don't have a VOI from each of the four districts, and then we nominate. So that was my recollection from the research that I think several of us did.
Yeah, I think you talked about that last.
But yeah, if that's what it is, my question would be, why not? Why can't we submit the city?
There's no reason we couldn't, but I think, I don't know what the count, but yeah, that would be the obstacle, is getting the county's group to...
Because anybody can, any individual can submit one.
I don't know what the deadline was, but I'll be honest with you. I think we had a heck of a time getting any traction. Can you remember?
They don't
respond very well. I don't know why. So
you have to find who's the point of contact on the other end of the county who would be willing to accept it. And
let's do this. Let's research if we're going to do this protocol. Research that and see if there is an opening and who to contact and a way to go back. And if we further research and find out that that's not the case, so be it. We can certainly look into doing that. Because I think somebody nominated by the city should be eligible to be recognized by the county and state and whoever else. All right, can we put that in the bed?
Mm-hmm.
Now, this next one on here. What it involved this year's Veterans Walk that was supported by the VFW, and it goes out of the Chula Vista Veterans Home and walks down to the VFW. It's a big thing, happens on Veterans Day, and one of the people I know that was walking that was talking to the VFW, and they said, where's the fact that we didn't support them very much on that? And I don't like that. We need to change that somehow. So what can we do to be more supportive of events like that put on by the VFW with the Veterans Walk, other than just advertising it?
What do you mean we did not support? Could you reread that we did not support them? As the VAC, we did not support them?
He was talking to the VFW guy that was in charge of it like that, and he said, I don't think the city supported this at all. And my friend reported it back to me.
Did they ask for support? I mean, it's the first time I've been hearing about it.
Yeah, we had a guy come in here, I think, talk to us last year sometime.
Well, I would say that we should have a list of all veteran events throughout the whole year. So we're informed of these dates beforehand. And then when they do come up, I think we should have representation from the commission, as far as at least a couple individuals to attend events, and then maybe we can get timelines. Okay, you're going to go out to here. Because I want to be honest with you, when it comes to this Veterans of the Year thing here, I didn't even know this individual was getting recognized in this meeting. Because if so, I would have been actually at that meeting, of course, to show support. So I think the line of communication between everyone within the group needs to
improve. I think we do have a problem that we need to...
That's what that Veterans Activities Report is supposed to be for, so we know what's happening throughout the county. Chair does, as far as what's supposed to be happening throughout the county.
So I don't know how do we get access to that? So veterans,
I know it's Bill, I think, has it.
Yeah. And what I do is I go online. Now, you'll go online and you type in veterans events in San Diego, or I put in Chula Vista. Of course, you put in Chula Vista, you get a broad spread. Yeah. And there's a ton of them, but a lot of them I don't think really concern us. Either they're out of the city quite a ways, or they are something that's, we're having a 10% discount sale for all veterans at my store in New Mesa.
When I was doing it back then, I had to contact each
organization.
Yeah, each organization. It was a pain. which is why I already pushed it. But I went through it every single time, and I had to go through each person to find out what event was happening. And it was out there, just that it wasn't all centralized in one area.
So why don't we do during a meeting, if November is this month and then from going on, we can say, hey, December, these activities going on in the veteran community. Can we get any individuals from this board to attend any of these things? And then we can follow up the next meeting to see how those events went.
Our next meeting is not
too
January.
I don't know, just we just need.
How many of us knew about the Veterans Walk?
I heard about it, when.
I heard about it
every year.
Day.
They have that?
Yeah, it's every year.
Is that the one where they walk around like a block of kids, or is that a different
one? They
like
start on, it's every Veterans Day, they start up at the Veterans Center, and they walk down to the VFW. Mm-hmm. It's a 4 mile walk, pretty easy walk. I couldn't make it this year, but several of my friends did.
Yeah,
and the VFW puts on a hamburger hot dog thing like that. And they have shuttle buses that, one, if you're walking and you can't make it, they'll give you a ride down to the place, and then they shuttle everybody back up to the Veterans Center. And they do quite a bit of advertising on it. The Veterans Home does advertising on it. And I really think that if we have something like that that is directly tied into veterans like that, we as a commission ought to make an effort to at least go up there for the opening ceremonies and stand around and say, you know, we're here.
I agree with you 100%. So how do we do that?
How do we do that?
That's the question. So I think improving lines of communication would improve that, and being aware of what events. And I think also networking with the other commission we have here, someone who's part of the senior commission group. So, I mean, we could do a community event with them. I don't know, we just got to improve the line of communication.
I think that what you mentioned earlier is, if, let's say, I know we are not meeting in December. For example, it is, the next meeting is being held next month. If we could review some of the events that are veterans related and those that are important for visibility for us,
correct,
or as an individual, yeah, like you just said, read it out loud and say, hey, how many of you are going to be there, depending on your schedule, to represent us as a veteran and or the city of Chula Vista or whatever the case might be, because we cannot really represent the VAC, all right? So it either individual and or as a group.
Well, there's no reason that once we get a timeline and the communication and the coordination between, yes, the different groups, right? So the VFW, their walk, the Veterans Parade, the Veterans Day Parade this year was, that one snuck up on me and passed. Last year I was a part of it. This year I think we had some folks that did it, but it was just one that slipped under the radar. There's nothing that says we can't put those schedule of events, kind of, we talked about that resource guide. You guys have talked about the resource guide, mm-hmm, on the website, mm-hmm, to put that there. And there's nothing that says we can't ask the city to, in the newsletter that goes out, that the communications folks put out, there's nothing that says we can't say, hey, as a reminder, you know, remember that this event is occurring, et cetera, et cetera, and you can get some outreach there. And that the same thing goes for VOY, as far as getting that notice out, kind of as a, hey, for awareness purposes. So we can definitely ask the city to include some language, but it's going to be, you know, I don't know when they decide when they're going to do their walk. Is it, because it's not always on Veterans Day, is it?
It's,
or is it always on Veterans Day?
Yeah, so at least it has been for the last few years.
So, and that's a known. It's just a matter of advertising that, or, you know, putting it on our website and asking the communications folks to put it out.
There's a minimal cost to enter the walk, and you can do groups or like that. But even if you don't want to do the walk, you can just show up. They have the ceremonies. I think John McCain speaks at these things. They have a large group up there, at least for the start of it.
So I can commit as an individual part of this group, as far as every month I can give a breakdown of list of events, and then I'll take a rundown of names of who's willing to commit to these events. And then I'll do the outreach as far as to the organizations or that are hosting these things to see how could we as an organization be involved, or how can we support. And then I can give a brief every month if you guys would like to do that.
Let's do that.
See what
happens with it. See what we may be able to run with.
Sounds good.
Does that work for you guys?
Okay, so are you going to do that separate from the veterans activity report, or?
No, I'm going to talk
about that a little bit. You're going to do that as well, so it'll...
Then we'll pass it on, to him and...
Okay, so it's all going to be included in the one. So that way I keep it on one agenda, that's why.
Sure.
Okay, perfect, okay.
And I'll just send that all to you, right?
Yes, yes.
Okay, next agenda item is, you know, we've been looking for a place to meet that's more accessible. That's the reason we're down here right now for this. And I just want to know what you guys think about this as a meeting place that would be accessible to people that want to join us for public comment, or veterans that just want to come in and see what we're doing, or people that would like to address us. It's more open to the police station.
I have a question. I responded, how did we get here? Because I don't remember us voting on this last time. I just know I just happened to see an email.
Do a special meeting.
We were changing locations and the time changed, and I didn't even really know. So I thought that was something that we vote as a commission.
It could be canceled and then reconveyed to a special meeting, and then it could change the location and the time.
It could just change without anybody else knowing?
Well, as long as I note it as properly, yes, it can. Well, I did notify. I did notify everybody when that I canceled it.
Yeah, I saw the email, but I thought that has to be brought up during an actual...
I thought we did agree on that, though.
I'm sorry? I never knew that we actually voted on change of location for this meeting.
Yeah, we did. We talked about it in...
You mean regularly or this particular meeting?
Well, a special meeting.
This was
agreed to as a special meeting just to try it out, see what it's like. Mm-hmm. And we came down and talked to him, said, and Aaron was very hospitable to us and said, yeah, we can do that.
I must not remember that. I don't know if that actually changed.
Yeah, I wasn't at the last.
I'm sorry?
I wasn't at the last. Last month was canceled.
Yeah.
The month before.
It was maybe a month before that.
Yeah, I wasn't at that one, so I don't know. I wouldn't be able to. I don't remember.
All right.
I just want to make sure that we're not just changing meetings without us at all. On the same sheet of music, because I had to Google, like, where the hell am I going? I had no idea where I was going. All the way over here, I didn't see the. I mean, it's a nice area right now, but I had no idea where it was at. I parked across the street someplace, I was circling. And Jennifer, like I said, I texted her, I said, hey, I'm gonna be late. And she said, well, it's closed. The big sign says power outage. I'm like, are you in the right spot? She goes, yeah, I'm going home. So she couldn't find it, apparently. That's why she was here right before me.
It was on when she put out the agenda items and put out a notice, it was on there with a map.
It's actually on the minutes from last September, changing location of meeting. You will contact the city library or other possible locations.
Yeah, and I remember that we were going to look into a new location. I just didn't know that we had agreed, okay, this is the spot for this meeting. Wasn't aware of that.
All right. Well, let's start here. Do we want to make this our meeting? Talk about it and vote it. If
you're going to do that, that's got to be something that's got to be done through council. We got to do a formal process through council, and then the other question is whether or not staff can support the meeting at the time that it's, and that's up to Aaron and his crew to be able to do that. But that would be that's where we have to go through and formally change it.
Okay.
Which isn't something that we really can't do or won't do or shouldn't do.
Is this something we want to start that process?
I would say we'd have the full board here or commission here before we do something.
I don't think
like
we're
that.
Ever going to get the full commission.
We need us for.
I don't know. I'm up in the air just because, like I said, I just didn't like where I had to park. I wasn't clear on where we had to go. And I'm just parking.
We also have to make sure if it does change, it always has to be in this room. It can't change, like if they, you know, if it can't change rooms at all.
So, and that's the discussion that we had about moving out into the districts where we talked about meeting in the individual council districts on a regular basis.
Right, I remember that. Mm-hmm. I remember that conversation. Mm-hmm. I'm very clear that. What I'm just trying to say, and I'm not trying to come off as, upset. I just was a little confused, like, what? When do we move? Mm-hmm. And I had asked Jennifer the same thing, the other board member. She goes, you don't remember it either. Mm-hmm. I was voting on switching. I was like, well, was it just switched because we called in, or did the chair just ask to switch it? But I didn't know that it was for sure this was the location until I opened the email. That's why I emailed it back. Hey, did we vote on this or not?
I thought the discussion we had, this is a couple of months back, was to have it at the police station and do a special meeting on the different districts.
Exactly.
District 1, 2, 3, 4, which is four times out of the year. That's what I thought was the discussion.
It was, but it wasn't. I don't remember a place actually being that different.
Yeah, so I thought we were going to stay at the police station.
I
never was.
Where we spread the politics around as to getting an open, accessible place.
And that's not the dispute here. The dispute is, my question is, was there a vote? How many won't vote for this place today? Did that happen? I don't remember that happening.
That should be in the minutes.
Look at the minutes. But am I open to, for me personally, going to different location district at first? Sure, why not? That's what we're here for. We can see the parts of Chula Vista to be accessible to the public like these, like people who are here today. That's great. But we can't just switch a location and say, okay, tomorrow we're somewhere else and no one knows about it. And I had no idea. I mean, I'm not saying anyone gets involved. I just wasn't aware of it.
The established position is at the police station. The only way we're going to find out if another place is what we want is by doing something there, like we come here tonight. And we look at it, and yeah, it looks adequate. There's restrooms and everything. Can we work that out with the Norman Center and establish it? You know, it takes movement to make it permanent.
Understood.
You can't just, and I hear what you're saying.
Can I make a recommendation?
Sure.
I prefer having the permanent base at the police station. And since we have the new year coming up for 2020, is to go ahead and look at our schedule and schedule those four areas, the four districts, and schedule it to say we're going to have District 1 on this month, District 2 on this month, and whatever, separated or spaced out during the 12 months next year. That would be my recommendation, so that we already know that we've voted that District 1 will be held at a place, District 2 will be at whatever place, 3 and 4, so that during the year when we look at the calendar, it's already set.
You want to make a motion to that effect?
I motion that we take a look at our schedule so that we have a special meeting at the 4th District for Chula Vista. So that it's
starting
scheduled.
In January, with January meetings?
Can we do that?
We do this at Southwestern College.
We did it at Southwestern.
I think
that was
the
one.
If I can interrupt real quick, because I'm pretty sure at the meeting at Southwestern College at the Veterans Center,
yes,
that we talked about this, and I think the group took action on it because I ended up reaching out to council and talking to them about going to host, we'd like you to show up. And I got 50% of the council said, absolutely, love to attend your meeting, and we'll definitely push out VOI stuff. So I think that we took action, I think you directed that action to take place at the South, and I'm trying to remember what day that, what was that, was that July, August?
August.
So
it was August. I think it was August.
You know, the last day is chair that day, we haven't talked about that.
Right. So I think, from where I sit, I think you don't have to worry about making a motion to do that. I think that you guys have already created that action. It's been agendized and the direction is going forward. We're good to go. We can choose to have special meetings as such in the districts as able. And they don't have to be at a city location.
Who is going to coordinate that? Who's going to say, well, the next January meeting we'll do District 1, where are we going to do it?
Well, that's what she was mentioning. For 2020, we would have all of it already planned out, correct?
Correct.
Okay, do the January meeting at the police station,
okay,
and have that as an agenda item to formalize a plan to look at that.
On all the locations throughout the years.
Yeah,
correct.
So we already know.
Right. So those would all be special.
I knew that we agreed.
Those four would be special.
Spots. Yeah, so I was trying to say, I don't remember that happening.
So although Southwestern was a good meeting, actually.
That was fun times.
Yeah.
What's that district?
Three.
Because I'm right, so confused about the one.
It's got it's on a weird little carve out.
One, two, three, four.
And then the only thing I would suggest, at least from the city side, is we got to be careful picking a city site that's not open after hours. And so at the police department, anyway, you know, the city has liaison. So you're Commission on
Aging.
Thank you. So he's already in engaged with his commission. So we got to be careful picking another city venue that's infringing upon and because the commissions are kind of spread out. Mm-hmm. So because the police department, because because we're the liaison, the PD is the liaison group. So we just got to be careful that we're not infringing upon city staff after hours because the meeting time, or conflicting with something else. And so we just have to be conscious of that.
Correct.
As far as where we pick. That's why Southwestern, for instance, was good because they were willing and able to do it, and we were able to get out there, and they got the meeting space and everything else. And we don't have to go to a city site for these special meetings. We can pick a community event, a community center that's not necessarily tied to the city, as long as we agendize it properly, which I think we've already done. We announce it. I think we're good. We don't have to stick to city sites. So as you look forward to where we want to go, we have
a known location. In fact, the Chula Vista Veterans Hospital, we knew that was that.
Yeah.
We know the Chula Vista.
And that's district. Is that still District 3?
Which one?
The Veterans Home.
District 3.
Yeah. So.
All right, let's put that on the agenda for January.
Okay.
And do some homework ahead of time. Be prepared to talk about it. But I do want to make sure it's more it's accessibility. That's what I'm looking at. The objection I would have with Southwestern College is the parking. You have to pay parking fees out there. Now, she's waived it for us. We could do that. But what if Joe Veteran want to come out there and say, well, I don't want to go out there. I got to pay $5 or $4 or whatever it is to park on. That's a limit of accessibility.
I think if she said it's parking lot, whatever it was, parking lot 2, that anyone parks here at this time frame from 6 to whatever, you're good to go because it's for the veterans.
If we could work a deal like that.
Yeah, I mean,
and put it on, and if we met out there, put it on the website. I'm assuming that's if a veteran wanted to come, he would go to the city, look at the website. I want to go to the Veterans Commission, see what they do, talk to them like that. Oh, they're meeting at Southwestern College. And if it says on there, if you're parking lot 2, you don't have to pay the fee. That would work. See my point? Moving right along. Need to contact and establish a relationship with veterans organizations.
Oh, we already did that.
We did that?
Yeah, we're already on 6.
Okay.
Actually, we just discussed that one too.
We just discussed 6 already. Uh-huh. Yeah, we the Elijah and Norman Center as a regular meeting place.
Okay.
That's the one we just discussed, and we already did this one as well.
Okay. Mm-hmm. How about the one where upcoming?
Excuse me.
Veterans Activity Report.
We there? We kind of skipped around, actually. We went from here to here.
Okay.
Well,
I'm going to cover everything.
Yeah, well, you kind of went over the Veterans Activity Report when you went over this.
Well, I want to talk about one.
I'm sorry?
I want to talk about one.
Okay. Okay, because are you looking at the agenda that I did?
I'm looking. I made notes of this one.
Okay.
All right, Veterans Activity Report. The one I've got that I want to bring up, coming up, is the Wreaths Across America. This is the event at Glen Abbey. They're also doing it at Rosecrans and Miramar. Everybody here is familiar with the program of Wreaths Across America. It's been around for a long, long time. But it's just kind of coming to us at this time. There is a December 14th down at Glen Abbey at 9:00 is an opportunity to do some service by taking a wreath and or wreaths as handed out, and they'll have it planned out is to go out and lay that on a veteran's grave. There's no cost unless you want to purchase a wreath, and they're $15 a piece, but we'll take the other purchased wreaths and just go out and lay them. Is anybody here interested in doing that?
What's the date again? I'm sorry.
The 14th. It's a Saturday at 9:00 in the morning.
December.
They'll have a little ceremony. They'll have a little organizational talk like this. There'll be other groups there. My Kiwanis Club's going to be there. The Boy Scouts will be there. Girl Scouts will be there. That type of thing. And I think it would kind of be nice to have representation from the city there.
And this is at Glen Abbey?
Yeah.
Glen Abbey. It's that first turn in Glen Abbey on the western side, and there's a little circle in there where the flagpole is. There's parking around there, but we assemble there. You'll be given wreaths, and you'll say, here's, they'll give a map and say, this is your area, go out, look at the grave sites, determine if they're veterans or not. We had the Boy Scouts do that. They lay the wreath, they salute. It's the same thing as Memorial Day placing flags, but it's a wreath system.
Put me down.
Okay, just show up.
Perfect. So you can put that down, so then you can count on me to be there.
Okay.
Glen Abbey.
And these are some, like, these are the typical types of events that I think we should promote. And I got Jill Galvez to put it on her her site. But we ought to promote these, and by promotion, I think that we ought to show up if we can on these things.
Yeah.
Show the face of the commission.
I think my East Lake Lions Club will be there.
Good.
Because we're mostly veterans and mostly retirees and
exactly.
Active duty. So it's the East Lake Lions.
Yeah, the Lions Club. Yeah.
All right.
Come in, Bill. I'll be there.
Good. I'll see you there.
Good. Awesome. Mm-hmm.
You too. I'm not working. I'll be there too.
It's a Saturday. Oh, yeah, you're right.
I'm all over
the
place.
You're all over the place.
It's supposed to be my day off. Tomorrow
all right. Mm-hmm. Anything else that we should bring before the commission before we get to comments? Other business? Staff comments? Captain?
So I think Ray said it well as far as coming up in it with a game plan on where to have the event. So we just need to figure out where. I think the best way to do it, just to try to get council member to attendance, or at least council aid attendance. Mm-hmm. At our special meetings would be to come up with a plan, if not January, then by February at the latest, to find a venue for those four council district meetings and have it announced and ready to go so that we can get council members, because their schedules fill up pretty quick, and get going from there. We've already got, like I said, two of the four have committed, although I might have missed a third, I can't remember. If once you guys have direction on that, I guess in January, I'll outreach to the council and let them know where and when, and go from there, and then we'll see what kind
okay,
of.
Okay, who's going to be responsible for locating the sites and determining that?
I live in District 2. Where do you live?
I'm in 1, so I can cover 1.
I can cover 2. Where do you live, Ms.?
I have no idea where.
If we use this place or the library or something, then that covers District 1 District 2 without a problem. Mm-hmm. District 3 you've got covered with Southwestern College if we use that, or the Veterans Home, either one of those two.
Yeah.
District 4 is Southwest. So it'd be south of L Street area.
Oh, yeah,
so we have to.
That's right.
That's Council Member Diaz. So we'd need District 4. We'd need District 1.
We'll take care of District 1.
This is District 2, right?
This is District 2. Okay. So District 1, there are some places, depending on the time frame, that have staff that stick around. So for city staff, so like Montevalle or Salt Creek, there are some, the rec hours are somewhat flexible for space, so it's just a matter of reaching out.
All rec centers close at 8 o'clock, so.
There you go.
Do they all have facilities that would be appropriate for something?
Absolutely.
Like that?
Mm-hmm. Okay. One awesome. Of my centers is Otay on Main Street, so that would cover your district.
Is that
right.
The Otay Rec Center?
Yeah.
Main Street.
And if we do these in a rotational basis with in the district, we could ask that council person to say, my district is hosting the Veterans Commission. We would invite veterans that are interested in coming down and sitting with us. And
mm-hmm.
I think that's the plan for January when we meet, is to put a
January is when you're actually going to put it on the agenda and discuss the schedule. Yeah. So we're just going to wait on that.
Yes. Now, if this does work out, what is the logistics of making it like a permanent rotation, one through the other like that? Would the council be, we would have to go to them and propose this as a...
We are able to hold special meetings as we see fit. So whether we use, so if we want to make permanent the four district locations that we go to because of convenience and ease and ease of access, I don't think we have to do anything other than just make sure we agendize them properly, because we announced, because they're special meetings and they're specifically for outreach to the community. We're covered, and then the regular meetings would be hosted, you know, where they remain or until the board decides to take some other action. But I don't think we need to take any. I don't think there needs to be any formal.
That's down the road.
Even if it comes to that, because we can just do it. It's just a matter of coordinating with Parks and Rec.
All right,
that's a great idea.
Anything else, sir?
Do not believe so.
All right, call you today.
I just want to make sure that if we do, I only have to, just to let you know, by Brown Act, I all I have to do is advertise the special meeting 24 hours in advance. So the regular meeting is always 72, but a special meeting is 24.
That's minimum.
Minimum. Mm-hmm.
We would probably want to advertise.
Yeah, so I'm just letting you know, it does get they all get posted properly as they should on the website, on the kiosks, on the email, and everything like that. So I just let you know that when it comes to a special meeting, all I need is 24 hours.
You tell me ahead of time, and I'll get you a little map that you can like I did this time.
Oh, yeah.
All right, chair comments. I want to thank Aaron for hosting us tonight.
Yeah, absolutely.
Good job. Appreciate that. Power and up power.
Someone's working that generator hard.
All right, sir. Anything?
No, I have no comments. Thanks, Bill, for facilitating me today and inviting the people to come over.
Anything?
I spoke to I spoke to the CEO of the Chamber of Commerce, and she said that she would just give us what they want us to say about the Veteran of the Year, and they'll put it on their website. When you want to happen, and they'll advertise for us free of charge.
Does that include meeting, giving us, if we plan it out ahead of time, or we have a year's schedule of special meetings just to assist with outreach?
As far as a meeting location over there?
Correct.
I haven't asked about that, but she's offered me in the past, just because I have my side business, I have on-site over there, and she goes, I have a big meeting room, and I've used it before for my business related stuff, mm-hmm. and it's there. I just don't know after hours if that's been related to commerce related stuff.
No, I wasn't asking about using their facility. I was asking about their advertising through the Chamber of Commerce for our special meetings to get to drive outreach.
Oh, yeah, she said, okay. Yeah, she did that. No problem. Okay. Advertising it. Just,
that's Lisa, right?
What verbiage you want, and they'll put it up. So I always get blasts all the time from them, but they have no problem doing that.
Is that Lisa?
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's a coin. Like I said, it makes me wonder if we can even use their site if we wanted to, because they're pretty large. I don't know if you've seen it, but pretty large meeting room back there.
Just depends on if they have staff there.
Ample. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Their staff is dwindled down to like three, I think. But lots of parking back there.
That's not a city organization. It's a chamber that's...
It's a separate...
Independent, yeah.
Right across the street from City Hall. Okay.
I have nothing to pass.
Thank you for being here, sitting in the corner. Good daughter, very quietly.
I'm the public.
I want to wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving, Christmas. We'll come back here in January. I hope you have wonderful holidays. Please drive safely. We do want you back. And I hereby close the meeting.
Okay, 7:13.
Good journey.